So I just put the new signs up for the. Okay.
Souvenirs.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the December 16, 2019 meeting of the Astoria City Council. Roll call, Chief Spalding.
Councilor Herman.
Here.
Councilor Robinson.
Here.
Councilor West.
Here.
Councilor Rocha.
Here.
Mayor Jones.
Here. Reports of councilors. Councilor Herman.
I have nothing to report.
Councilor Brownson.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't have much to report either. Then I had a great walk around the neighborhoods on Friday night collecting food, and it turns out that I got to walk in my ward, which is also the longest walk of all three of them. But the saving grace is that the other walks, you have to go up these steep hills. We were very gradual most of the time, so I survived it and had a great time. Just really impressed with the community that comes out and people that come out with their bags of food and generosity. It's just a lot of fun, so look forward to doing it again next year. And I just want one more Christmas comment. I like to be thinking about the environment and the climate these days. And so I keep looking for little nuggets locally. And one of the things I ran across is I went to Purple Cow and I bought a present for a little grandson, a little guy. Got him a lovely little stuffed tiger and enjoyed that. And she asked me if I wanted a bag when to pack it. And I said, well, no, thank you, because I don't take bags if I don't have to. And she said, well, good. And she put me in a raffle. So she has a little environmental raffle for people who choose not to take plastic bags. And I thought that was really very cool. So that's all I got. Thank you, and happy holidays, everybody.
All right, thank you. Councilor West.
I just wanted to say a thank you to the Astoria Fire Department for a very successful food drive. It's pretty great. I have a soundtrack behind me.
Did you have Teddy Pendergrass?
I don't know.
Not sure who that is.
City Council had a great work session recently, and I want to thank Chief Spalding for a very eye-opening discussion on exclusion zones and the chronic nuisance ordinance. So I'm looking forward to working on that. Also went to the co-op ribbon cutting, which was fantastic. I think I was going in thinking that I might be really nostalgic for the old community store. And I just thought, I think the new co-op is amazing. Also caught a great show by the Little Ballet Theater at Astoria High School. And the last thing I'll say is just reminding folks to come out to, I have a meet and greet tomorrow. It's a little earlier, it's at 4 p.m. And that's mainly to give folks a chance to come to the Historic Landmarks Commission meeting that's also tomorrow at 5:15 around Astor Elementary. So if you would like to come hang out with me at the meet and greet, it's at Alderbrook Hall tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Thank you, Councilor Rocca.
Well, a little self-disclosure, Tom did a heck of a lot more walking on the fire department parade than I did, but it was a great event, and it's really heartwarming to see, particularly in neighborhoods that have kids. That seems to be where the turnout is best. I mean, the older people with no kids, sometimes you can cry through it, it's pretty dark, but the turnout is great. The amount of food collected was significant, and there are a lot of thank yous. You know, people are saying Merry Christmas and thank you to the fire department for keeping us safe and so on. It's pretty heartwarming. The other thing I would mention is I did had a chance to do an interview with Ann Martin of the Warming Center, And another season is just starting and underway, and it's a struggle now to have volunteers for every night. So part of the reason for that is the sort of hit and miss about whether they're open or not because of the weather limitations. They can only open if it meets a certain misery index to be open. So it's very last minute on filling shifts. I would just say, if you've ever thought about volunteering for the warming center, that would be a good time because they do have that need.
Thank you. So the ribbon cutting for the co-op, that was really nice to see such a fine looking building, brand new building in our community that it's completely modern but blends right in, I think. I also had the honor of being the speaker at the Pearl Harbor Day commemoration, obviously on the 7th, which is held down in Seaside every year, and about 50 people that came to that, which is nice. One World War II veteran who's an Astoria resident who was there as well. And I also had the honor of being the guest speaker at the Lives in Transition graduation, and I did not know that much about Lives in Transition until a few months ago, and learned a lot more about it, and it is, I would say, really just a really fine program, and a real great thing for our county that we have that available to help people who are starting over in their lives, either at an older age or at young people, too, who have been disadvantaged in usually more than one way, and that program really helps them get on their feet, really a fine thing. And in addition to thanking the fire department for rolling through neighborhoods to pick up goods, you know, fire to respond to up on Blue Ridge also. I know it was an uninhabited building, which tends to make one suspicious as to the cause, but how's that investigation going? Anything to report yet?
No, we did an update in the press release, but we did activate our fire investigation team, which consists of other fire agencies and the fire marshal's office. There were no mechanical or electricity or anything like that to the home, so it is believed to be a human-caused fire, and it's under investigation, and our police department's helping us with that. So if anybody out there knows anything or hears anything, we ask that they get that information.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Blue Ridge is an interesting property. And no, hasn't been inhabited by more than a few people for a couple decades. It's been for sale for at least 3 years. If you Google it, Blue Ridge Astoria, you'll see the for sale flyer. I don't know what they're asking for it, but apparently it's too much because it's still for sale after those years. And I know there's huge challenges with developing that property in terms of the utility infrastructure.
Someday, though, that is going to be, like a property user, incredible.
I think they're probably the best in Astoria.
I can imagine relative to the fire department, they actually had a call during the parade on Friday. So two of the trucks had to peel off and go answer the call, and then came back and continued the parade.
I went to Gifts That Make a Difference Saturday. It's always nice to see so many nonprofits out there. Be reminded of the great work that they do. One of the things really that makes our community great is the number of nonprofits and volunteers that that make them possible. And some other stuff, but that's all I'll mention. And next, changes to the agenda.
No changes.
Consent calendar. Items on the consent calendar are considered routine and will be adopted by one motion unless a member of the council requests to have an item considered separately. Members of the community may have an item removed if they contact Mr. Estes by 5 p.m. on the day of our meeting. And are there any items requested to be removed by the public?
No public requests.
Any councilor requests?
Yes, I'd like to remove 5E.
5E. And hearing no other, can we have a motion for items 5A through D?
I move we approve consent calendar items 5A through D.
I'll second.
Okay, Mr. Pearson, roll call.
Councilor Herman.
Aye.
Councilor Brownson.
Aye.
Councilor West.
Aye.
Councilor Rocca?
Aye.
Mayor Jones?
Aye.
Item 5E is boards and commission meeting minutes. There's quite a few of them.
There are, and I just wanted to point out that it's unusual to see this many minutes all piled up together when it comes to council, and I was just curious about why we had so many all of a sudden. I want to note also that in our packet that 5E, I was unable to linked to the minutes at my end either, so unable to take a look at them. I just wonder if our city manager could just make a comment on why this is sort of an unusual situation.
Yeah, so for your last comment, with regards to the hyperlink, I know that's something that had a concern with, and what at least we're going to be doing is making sure that that works as a part of our new Granica system that is being used to be able to upload the city council packet. Still working out a few things here and there, but that's something that we'll be making sure that does work in the future. I think it has to deal with just how they were uploaded and just maybe to do them a little bit differently in the future. With regard to your first question, yes, there are quite a few minutes that are all coming at once. And the way that whenever these minutes are coming to council, these are not required to be approved by council, but are for information purposes. And there was a backlog of issues in the community development department this last fall. This is one of the items that got behind, and it took some time to be able to get them cleared up, to be able to get to the city council. Now that there are a number of the code amendments which have gone through the process, the people that actually do this part of the community development work are caught up, and they're going to make sure that they get to you in a more timely fashion. We actually see there's a draft set of minutes from Planning Commission on November 26th that we actually pushed to try and get to you tonight, because you're going to be seeing this issue at your next regular meeting, and wanted you to be able to have those for you to be able to review in advance. But it is something, yes, there was some catch up that was needed, and we'll make sure that they don't get this far behind.
Okay, that's great. And I just want to point out too that we do have a new website, and it's still, we've been in transition, and so one can expect a few glitches there. But if you go to the website, if you go to agenda and minutes there, click on that, and then there's an archive, you can click on that, and you can get very quickly to all the approved minutes and agenda items, much easier than you could before. So I'm looking forward to being cleaned up, because I know for myself, sometimes the sooner I have a chance to look at something that one of our commissions worked on, and I can review it and take a look at it, because I know it's coming our way, or just to be informed so that I can talk to the public about it, it's good to have them there as soon as possible. So that's all I've got. Thank you.
I just add, I also had trouble with the links on the agenda, but I did actually find them in the weeds down on page 17.
Yeah.
And they're actually working links down there.
Okay.
So, Mayor, this does not take City Council approval. It's information only, so no further actions required on the consent calendar.
Okay, very good. Then we'll move on to regular agenda items. All agenda items are open for public comment following our discussion. If you would like to make a comment on one of these regular agenda items, please raise your hand and you'll have 3 minutes at the podium. Item 6A, Memorandum of Agreement for Engineering Technician Salary and Hazardous Materials Team Premium.
So the city would like to enter into a memorandum of agreement with both the Chauffeurs, Teamsters, and Helpers Local 58, who is an affiliate of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters Public Works Department, and also the Parks and General Employees. This is two separate unions who are represented by the Teamsters. So this agreement includes both bargaining units. The first item is dealing with hazardous materials team pay premium. The fire department recently recruited for new hazmat team members, and having public works staff on the hazmat team has proven beneficial in responding to public works emergencies. So, and to incentivize participation, each employee in this group would be paid a hazmat premium in addition to their regular wages, which is computed at 2.5%. This is something that we wish to be able to provide to be able to incentivize participation, so we have that skill set within our public works department staff. The other issue is dealing with the engineering technician vacancy, and so our public works department has two engineering technicians, or or senior engineering technician positions, and which can flex depending on the skill sets which we have and need, and one senior GIS specialist position, which are full-time positions. In October, both positions were held by senior engineering technicians, and one of our senior engineering technicians resigned and took a job elsewhere. While preparing for the recruitment of the vacant position, our public works staff determined that the current salary range should be modified to be more consistent with similar positions in our area. And so this is an adjustment to be able to provide a higher level of pay to be able to help incentivize getting capable individuals into this position. And this also requires an amendment to the collective bargaining agreement for the Parks General Union, which includes some public works employees. So it's recommended tonight that the city approve the memorandum agreement between the Teamsters Local 58 for both the Public Works Department and also Parks General employees. Myself and also Public Works Director Jeff Harrington can answer any questions about this.
Go ahead, Councilor.
Thanks. First of all, has the position been filled yet?
No, it has not. So we have started advertising the position with the current lower wage to be able to start trying to recruit individuals. And so if council approves the two items associated with this tonight, then we'd be updating that recruitment.
Okay. And will the higher wage, assuming we approve it, you said we'll bring our wage or city's wage more in line with comparable positions in the private sector?
No,
Council,
that would be actually comparable with other positions in the public sector, other jurisdictions in Clatsop County.
Okay. I'm curious, how would it compare with wages in the private sector?
Typically, the private sector employees make higher salaries than public sector employees do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
All right. Seems like a reasonable request. Again, you know, it's always an ongoing process trying to figure out, stay competitive with other areas and losing people because of wages or just not being able to recruit because of wages. You know, we need the people, we need quality. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, but you're going to make a motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion. Be happy to make a motion to approve the memorandum of agreement between the city and the chauffeurs, Teamsters and Helpers Local 58, an affiliate of the International Brotherhood of Transfers, Public Works Department, and the chauffeurs, Teamsters and Helpers Local 58, affiliate of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, Parks, and General Employees.
I'll second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Item 6B is salary resolution regarding General Parks Group Schedule A.
So, as the council has just approved the prior memorandum of agreement, this is an associated item, and one of the items included in the memorandum of agreement triggers the need to update the salary resolution. And that is particularly with the Parks General Group. And this is for adjustments to the engineering technician, senior engineering technician, and GIS specialist positions. Those specific wages are included in the salary resolution itself. And to be able to grant those increases, the council must consider a resolution to put that in place. So it's recommended that council adopt the salary resolution as presented.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the salary resolution regarding General Parks Group Schedule A.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item 6C is the 3rd Street and Lexington Avenue Sanitary Sewer Replacement Change Order 2.
So the Public Works Department discovered that a portion of deteriorated sanitary sewer pipe between 3rd and 4th Streets on Lexington Avenue needed some needed this to be replaced, and the pipe was partially collapsed. The council approved an advance authorization of a construction contract to complete the needed work at your September 10th meeting. Upon completion of the project procurement, staff executed a contract for $72,370 with advanced excavation to complete this work. Advanced excavation completed the original project and scope, and the Public Works Department staff replaced a water line that needed to be relocated. Upon completion of the water line work, council authorized change order number one for roadway restoration, a new curb, sidewalk, and ADA ramps. And the total cost for change order number one was $66,718. So the surface restoration work has now been completed, but during completion of this last bit of work, there was additional effort not covered in change order number one, and it was needed to address field conditions and drainage issues which were found in that area. Change order two has been prepared to cover the additional items and totals $12,680.60. Our city engineer, Nathan Krager, is in the audience, and he can answer any specific questions that the council may have. But tonight it's recommended that council authorize the city manager to sign change order number two for the additional surface restoration and drainage work associated with the 3rd and Lexington Avenue sanitary sewer replacement project.
I'm just curious, is it normal for a project such as this to require change orders as you go along and discover what the issues are?
So I'm going to answer yes it is, and I want to have Mr. Krager kind of, I'll tell you that a lot of times if there's a project which is under the city manager's spending authority, they wouldn't see this, but under the current policy, because this already has gone to council once before, these have to come back to you. And there's sometimes when work is required to be done in the field, and this is that's kind of a bit of a trickier slope. But when we started this project, there was a bit of the buffer which was placed there. And maybe Nathan, if you want to talk about that and kind of how it transitioned.
Nathan Krager, Mr. City Engineer. So, is this on?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right, so to clarify, the approach to this project was a little bit unique just because of the nature of the project. There was a sewer collapse that caused a backup that I believe did cause some damage to a surrounding property there. So we jumped into it very quickly and focused on repairing that collapsed utility. In doing so, we had to relocate that water line. And so it was kind of pieced together a little bit more than we'd like to. Typically, a project like this, we'd like to scope the whole thing, get the sewer, water, and road kind of all put out at the same time. In this particular case, because of the urgency of it, we kind of had to add those pieces on. And so when council was considering change order one, we had a pretty good idea of what the scope was to restore the roadway, get the pavement back in and the concrete and everything. But as that developed, as we kind of wrapped up that final work before the restoration happened, we encountered a few issues with drainage that we needed to address, and then we had to add in a little bit more concrete to make things tie in properly and whatnot. So while it wasn't an ideal solution, it is, you know, we are now complete, and this final change order does kind of wrap up those last little odds and ends that we're able to really articulate and in detail properly change order one.
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, Councilor Herman, did you have a comment or question?
Actually, Nathan answered it. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, well, I'll move that we authorize the city manager to sign change order number two for additional surface restoration and drainage work associated with the 3rd Street and Lexington Avenue sanitary sewer replacement project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. That ends the regular agenda. Is there any new business from the council? Any public comment? Yes.
Good evening, Sean Fitzpatrick, 1046 Grand Avenue. Speaking as a resident and as a planning commissioner, I want to thank all of you out there, including my friend and neighbor that is on the phone, and all of this group at the table, the department heads that were here. As a planning commissioner and as a business person in Astoria, I work with virtually all of you. It's always a pleasure. The staff at the city of Astoria is always fantastic. I love living there. Look forward to working with you in the next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fitzpatrick. That was very nice, thank you. Much appreciated. Any other public comment?
No, I was going to say that beats the pitchforks and torches.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy holiday.
Did anybody see the video circling on the internet the other day? So I think it was in Georgia at a county commission meeting where the wife of an irate commissioner came in and poured, I'm sure Edward saw it, Coca-Cola on the head of a reporter. I forget, she had, the reporter had asked some question about the commissioner's trip to Paris. I'm not sure why a county commissioner needs to go to Paris, but in any case, poured Coke on her head. And she's now been arrested. And I just thought, I'm glad we live in a community where we just don't have those, knock on wood, those things. With that, I wish everyone happy holidays and a happy new year.
Thank you. Have a good evening, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Joan.